Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I am Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Wednesday, March 12th, 2025, and here's a glance at the top insurance stories impacting Australian consumers and businesses. First off, in a landmark case in cybercrime, an Australian company has lost an insurance battle over customer payment fraud. Desperate hackers invaded their email system and smartly issued fake invoices, tricking two clients who mistakenly transferred $66,148 into a fraudulent account. Unfortunately for the victims, the company's management liability policy with AIG Australia failed to cover the loss. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, known as AFCA, upheld this decision, reasoning that the company itself hadn't been directly financially hurt. This incident has highlighted the pressing need for businesses to fully understand their insurance policy terms, especially in today's evolving digital landscape. Insurers are likely to face increasing pressure to offer broader cyber coverage and to revise policy definitions to combat modern digital risks. Now shifting gears, let's talk about the strides being made by Australia Underwriting, a pioneer in addressing high-risk coverage needs often neglected by larger insurance firms. Spearheaded by industry expert George Vincent and managed by Akshay Vincent, the firm has garnered a reputation for handling intricate issues such as insurance for cyclone-prone properties and complex strata problems. A notable example of their distinctive approach is the firm's successful dealing with the National Motorsports Association, showing their prowess in tackling one-of-kind insurance challenges. As they advance their growth strategy, Australia Underwriting aspires to offer competitive premia, augmenting their standing as a reputable player in our domestic insurance sector. In more news, Hollard, a renowned insurance company, has been ordered by the AFCA to offer higher compensation to a homeowner struggling with relentless mold contamination. Despite Hollard's previous repair efforts, the mold persisted, which was confirmed by a mycologist in 2023. In line with the homeowner's detailed analysis, the FCA criticized Hollard's attempts at mold testing and their blame on external factors for the recurrence. They ruled that Hollard's inadequate remediation contributed to the returning mold. Consequently, Hollard must now pay $5,400 in damages for the unresolved issue and their lack of compliance with a previous judgment. And finally, opposition leader Peter Dutton's ambitious plan to partition major insurers for lowering premiums has met with robust resistance from industry brokers. Leading voices in the sector attribute high premiums to deficient disaster preparedness, suggesting a need for superior flood and fire defense systems. Stacey Finnegan of RepEx accentuates the role of local governments in alleviating claims through improved building standards, while Tasmanian broker Greg Luer encourages a focus on the real economic challenges. The unity in suggesting a focus on taxes, disaster readiness, and better service provision over divestment echoes a resounding industry call for more sustainable premium reductions. That wraps up our quick look at the noteworthy happenings in the Australian insurance industry this week. Thanks for tuning in to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Don't forget to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more in-depth analysis and insights. From me, Paige Estritori, it's goodbye until next time.